Blog Talk Radio.
Turn around, choose life. Consider right from wrong. You may not have that long. Such a great peace inside. A very present help when trouble's everywhere. Just a small of faith can turn around the day, and victory will be.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of the Healthy Explosion Show. I'm your host, Martina De Goot, and joining me is my co-host, Kimberly Britt, and we have a special guest. Very, very special guest, none other than professional athlete Yuri Boharovich of Gwinnett Gladiators. Yuri, I hope my pronunciation of your name was actually correct.
You got it.
Awesome.
You got
awesome.
It. You got it, yeah.
Now, before I get started with introducing Yuri, I just want to tell you a little bit about the Healthy Explosion Show. It's all about holistic health and the factors that affect relationships, career, physical activity, and spiritual health. Some of the questions our expert guests, co-host Kimberly and I will answer are, how does your belief affect your health? They say belief kills and belief cures. Do you agree? How does your lifestyle impact the state of your health? What are the steps we need to take to move from disease to wellness? How does brain health affect your how does brain health affect our bodies? We will delve into such subjects as obesity, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, depression, hormones, skin, allergies, and much, much more. We offer a healthy mix of topics from experts in the health and wellness field. My co-host and I, along with our expert guests, will offer fresh and unique perspectives. We will equip you with the necessary tools and motivate you to make important lifestyle changes. Now, please be advised that the topics discussed on this show is not intended as a substitute for regular medical care. Always, always consult your physician or healthcare provider before changing your diet or exercise routine. Hello and welcome again to Healthy Explosion Show, Yuri. It is such a pleasure. Yuri is very special in several ways. Not only has he accomplished extraordinary things, but has also won the heart of my co-host, Kimberly. So, Kimberly, it's only fitting that you introduce Yuri and share some of the great accomplishments that he's had.
Sure, yeah, I'm really excited to have Yuri on the show today. Just a little bit about his background. He's originally from Montreal, Canada, and I don't know if you know anything about Canadians, but they're really big into ice hockey. So he's been playing ice hockey since basically he could first walk and just kind of excelled at it. He also played football, and he eventually went on to a prep school in New Hampshire for hockey and then went on to Quinnipiac University in Connecticut, where I also went. And that's where we met. So he played 4 years at Quinnipiac and really excelled. He's a forward. He had his all-time high-scoring year his junior year when he got 19 points in 39 games. And he also led the team in penalty kill and face-offs. And let's see, while at Quinnipiac, Yuri really excelled academically as well. So he's much more than just a hockey player. He managed to finish his bachelor's in health sciences in only 3 years, and he actually went on to an accelerated MBA program, the first person at the school to actually do so. And he's not one to brag, but I'll brag for him that he maintains like pretty much a 4.0 throughout his studies and was voted top MBA student upon graduating in 2012. So he's accomplished a lot, both professionally and also academically, and currently plays for the Gwinnett Gladiators, and that's kind of what brought us down to Atlanta. And he plays on the Gladiators as of last night. He got home about 6 a.m. this morning from their game last night.
Wow. So, Yuri, I know you are a little foggy right about now, correct?
Correct. but I'm ready for the show. I just want to start out by saying thank you for having me on the show, Martina.
You're welcome.
And thank you for that warm introduction.
You are so welcome. Let's just say, yay, Gwinnett. Yay, Gwinnett Gladiators. All right. I really am going to start paying attention to sports a bit more. I must confess, I'm a bit of a bookworm, always have been, so I spent a lot of time studying and research and so forth, and never really got into sports. I played a little tennis, but nothing really to even mention. That's something I really need to start paying more attention to, because it takes a lot of dedication and skills, really dedication in order to really achieve excellence in anything that we do. So I congratulate you on everything that you've achieved, Yuri, and much, much, much success.
Thank you so much.
Now, I want to talk about, first, I want to find out, what interested you in the science, I think it's health science, to become a health science major?
Well, going into college, I didn't really know which field of study I wanted to jump into. I was actually debating between doing business or health science. And I just thought health science was the best route at first, because it gives me a more broad background and more intellectual background than I believe business does throughout the course of my bachelor's. So I was always interested in health science, and luckily I was able to do both a bachelor's in health science and a master's in business. So I got the best of both worlds. And so I always wanted to be something in health sciences, and so I thought it was a great base for me.
Awesome. That's great. I started in the health field, and I went on to business and came back to wellness field. Also, let's see. Now, I know in order to achieve all that you have over the years, you had to be both physically fit, mentally fit, and as well as we know of your academic achievement. It says here that you believe a balanced and well-rounded, healthy lifestyle is the key to your success, and that having dramatically changed your diet and lifestyle since college, you now live a gluten-free life, full of organic foods, with emphasis on sleep quality, recovery, de-stressing, and other holistic means of ensuring optimal health, which is awesome. Congratulations. Now, that was a nice segue into really what I think we should discuss today. The overall theme of the show is focusing on athletes and how to remain physically fit, and you have been able to do both. So my question, let's talk a little bit about gluten, because gluten happens to be a huge problem in so many people's lives, including my own. And so what I want to do is just, share what gluten actually is. It's an actual mixture of the gliadin protein along with other proteins that's found in wheat, rye, and barley, and even spelt. And the gliadin protein is actually an alcohol-soluble fraction of gluten, and it's toxic for people with celiac disease or people that have similar problems. Now, the Latin word for gluten means glue, and its name suggests gluten is gummy and sticky. And that's why, when you're baking and you mix the flour together and so forth with wheat, it forms kind of a gummy or a gluey mixture. That's the actual gluten. Now, gluten also enables dough to rise when it's baked. And although gluten is generally found in food, a surprising number of vitamins, supplements, pharmaceuticals also contain gluten. And it's also the key ingredient in some adhesives, such as those used on envelopes, stamps, and it also may be found in some lipsticks, lip glosses, lip balms, toothpaste, and mouthwashes. Kimberly, our show last week was on skin. Very interesting, because it just shows how, you know, we have to be so careful by reading ingredients and making sure that if we do have gluten allergies, which I do, I have a gluten allergy, and I'm going to share with you rather quickly. Even the toaster, if you're using a toaster that contains gluten, like people are using it to toast things that are gluten, mm-hmm. and when you use, say, something that's gluten-free, it can actually still infect you. Happened to
wow.
me. Happened to wow. me. I just wanted to share that. Now, Yuri, and I think maybe I'll have Kimberly, because you said that you actually helped each other. How did you discover your gluten intolerance?
How did I, or how did Yuri?
Let's start with Yuri. How did?
Okay.
Well, Kimberly actually was the one who introduced me to the paleo/primal lifestyle, and that type of diet preaches gluten-free. And once we started to do that diet, I just saw amazing benefits within a few weeks. And I just couldn't imagine that these changes occurred. And some of these changes that happened to me were that where I eliminated my IBS, I eliminated cold sores, I eliminated my dry, flaky skin. I improved my sleep. And all these things that I just thought I could never change all happened when I jumped onto this diet. And I truly believe that has much to do with the gluten-free style. And Kimberly was the one to show me this. And it's just given me the best feeling. And I love doing it, and I think Kimberly can jump onto this.
Sure. Yeah, okay. Well, I noticed from getting to know Yuri better that he was never a morning person. He would routinely sleep. It was no big thing for him to sleep about 12 hours, and he still would wake up exhausted in the morning. And I knew that something must have been causing this. And something must have been kind of delaying his recovery time. And so through just furthering my own research and practice in nutrition, I thought maybe why not gluten? Let's give that a try. And honestly, within a period of, I'd say, like at least even a month of just strict gluten-free, Yuri was noticing a huge benefits. Like he said, he had some symptoms of IBS. His stomach would be chronically upset, and he would kind of be plagued by these symptoms, and that cleared up dramatically. And then his skin, like you said, we just spoke about skin last week, and he used to get these flaky patches and, like you said, occasional cold sores, and he has not had a single incidence of that since cutting out gluten. So that really, you know, solidified in our minds that he did, in fact, have a sensitivity.
That is, it's amazing, isn't it, how we go mm-hmm. through having, you know, these health problems and can't figure it out. My problem, how I was diagnosed, and I was diagnosed, I hate to use the word diagnosed, but it was detected through, metabolic testing that my, I had a gluten intolerance. I was having horrible digestive problems. You know, I would eat and afterwards, you know, my stomach, you know, the cramping and so forth. And so And also, it feels as though maybe I have a bit of a headache, and I couldn't understand. So I was tested, and the results showed that I was actually gluten intolerant. So, and this happened around 4 years ago when I actually had my immune system crashed on me. And so as a result of that, I started eliminating gluten. And you're right, Yuri, as well as Kimberly, it made such a difference. And I can always tell if I've had some gluten, maybe accidentally, because that bloating and the cramping in the stomach starts up again. So it's very, very important to really understand our bodies and know for sure what's causing these things. And the best way to do that is to have these tests done. It's very, very important. Very, very important to do that. And now, a lot more physicians are actually aware of gluten. And so if you as an individual suspect that you may have that, and your doctor, you would have to share that with the doctor and just ask him to, schedule or suggest that, a gluten test. Or some people have a severe gluten allergy, which, is involved with celiac disease. So there is so much about our digestive system that we really need to understand. And what's interesting, I just want to share this interesting fact. You know, wheat was not a staple food, 8,000 years ago. It became a staple food when there was a severe drought in Egypt. And this is all, in history. You can actually read. As I said, I'm a big researcher and I love history. But there was a drought, and I think it was in the area of Egypt. And when there's a drought, nothing grows. So wheat was used, the straw was used to make bricks. It was being used commercially. But what happened was, in order to prepare for the drought that was coming, the wheat, the actual wheat, was then stored, the grains were stored and used over that period of time. And I think it was almost 7 years, because the drought lasted 7 years. And since that time, and this is all Google has everything, but also you'll find out if you just start the history on wheat, when was it first consumed? It was around 7,000 to 8,000 years ago. And so people use wheat as a way of actually surviving during the drought. And who knows? I think Dr. Kyle, when he was talking about gluten, said they dug up the skeleton remain and found that there was some gluten found in the actual DNA of this, of someone that died, I think maybe they were in their 30s. But anyhow, so this is very, very, very important. Very, very important. Yuri, talk to us a little bit about, the game. You play with the Gwinnett Gladiators, and how is living a healthy lifestyle? And I know you mentioned that before, but what are some of the additional pluses that for, say, other athletes or those that may be contemplating getting into a professional athletic type of program?
Well, yes, as you said, I play for the Gwinnett Gladiators. We're outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And before playing here, I played college hockey, Division I hockey at Quinnipiac University for 4 years. And that's a very competitive league, and as well as this professional league that I'm in right now. And I always try to give me the best advantage going into a competition. I always want to be maybe a step ahead of my competition in some shape or form. And I think that the best way that I can do that and prepare for a game is to have a great diet and lifestyle in order to be fully prepared for a full match. And ever since I've been on this paleo lifestyle, I've seen substantial changes in my gameplay. Not only do I have endurance for the whole game, but one of the main benefits for this diet is that it helps me recover after games, and for the next day I feel re-energized and revitalized even after a long road trip or a series of games, just through my diet and some of the simple lifestyle changes that I've done. And some of these simple lifestyle changes that I've done is just go to sleep early, eliminate blue light before 8 o'clock so I can have a good night's sleep and recover. Taking a 20-minute nap during the day before competition, eating 3 meals before a game and with plenty of carbs and healthy fats. And the main thing that I'm trying to do here is to have peak mental focus and physical endurance for a game. And I've just seen great benefits ever since I've really taken a focus on eating healthy and getting my mind ready for a game.
I totally agree. Now, let's share with the audience what the paleo diet actually is. I hate the word diet. I like more a paleo lifestyle, because diets don't work. And most people, when they hear the word diet, it's grueling, because they think they're getting rid of something that it's a fate worse than death. So I like the paleo lifestyle. Now, Kimberly, do you want to share with us what the paleo lifestyle is all about?
Sure. The paleo lifestyle, as Yuri or myself read it, I think there's a lot of misinterpretations of the word, and it's gotten both, you know, positive and negative press, I think. But the way we interpret it in our lives is just kind of going back to the traditional means of eating, of just getting good quality meat. If we're going to have a lot of meat, we try and make it grass-fed or something that's minimally processed, getting rid of kind of the conventional processed foods that might be laden with sugars and artificial sweeteners and coloring. And that's what it means to us. It doesn't mean a low-carb diet. I think a lot of times it's misconstrued as that. Because Yuri, certainly as an athlete, there's no way he could perform at the level exactly that he does. I don't care what anybody says. There's no way he could perform at the level he does through a low-carb diet. But, of course, he gets the same amount of carbs. He just doesn't get it through pasta and breads and things the way he used to. He gets it through sweet potatoes and pumpkin and other kinds of starchy vegetables. And that's just a much cleaner and healthier way for him. And it's worked out for me as well. And Yuri also mentioned healthy fats. I think the paleo diet is great in that it helps people to kind of get over their fear of fat in the diet and realizing all the benefits of good quality coconut oil, for example, avocado, some of those other fats that maybe you might be afraid of because they're high calorie or whatever, but they're actually so essential to life and to so many parts of a healthy life. So, yeah, that's kind of what it means for us.
And that's pretty much what it means for, you know, me as well. It's eating healthy. It's not, I consider myself more of a vegan because I cannot digest meat, so I don't really eat meats at all.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried to reintroduce wild-caught salmon because of the omegas, but I noticed that because I've been eating more of a vegan more vegan type meals for so many years, it's heavier on my digestive system. It gives me a full feeling, and I don't like to feel full for long periods of time. I really don't like to feel full. I just want to be satisfied. But and that full feeling will cause me to want to go 3-4 hours without eating, which in order to really maintain good blood glucose and overall healthy balance of the nutrients is to eat every 2 to 3 hours, small portions. So that's what I, you know, discover with eating, you know, like wild-caught salmon. So once in a while I'll do that, but for instance, since the year started, I haven't had any in my my actual meals, and I feel a lot better without it. I'm not saying that it's not good to do that. I'm just saying that for me personally, I know I have difficulty, so I try to reduce, you know, eating salmon as much as possible. But I do like salmon. and, you know, it, the same thing with the healthy fats from nuts, you know, seeds. Avocado is awesome. Olive oil, you know, fish oil, because we need all of that. The brain needs it in order to function well. You know, and definitely if you're eating meat, I'm not saying not to eat meat, but make sure it's grass-fed.
Exactly.
And not pumped full of, you know, antibiotics. Right. So that's very, very important. So having explained that about a paleo lifestyle, it's overall just a healthy lifestyle.
Right.
But you do include the meats. From my understanding, it's you can include meats versus with vegan. A vegan is really not eating meats or fishes or so forth.
Like no animal products, I think, at all.
Right.
Like no eggs.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. But I actually have an allergic reaction to eggs, and the same thing with dairy.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so, you know, and it, as long as you understand what your body needs, then you know how to take good care of it. And that is so key. And that's why Kimberly and Yuri, I teach the class, you know, understanding your body, because once you understand what works for you, then you're able to be the very best that you can be. You know, it's very, 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 very important. And Yuri, you definitely are benefiting from that. And what advice would you give to, and I know I asked a very similar question, but the athletes that believe that they have to have the heavy meat and a lot of starch in order to bulk up, you definitely, you know, are a living example or living proof that, you know, you can eat very healthy without having all the starches and so forth, which lead to other things. Because we have athletes that, you know, develop things like diabetes and cancers and so forth. So while you're being physically fit, also fitness starts from the inside. So you want to also start with putting healthy foods. Healthy ingredients, if you start out with healthy ingredients, then the rest is easy. So what advice would you give to, say, an athlete, Yuri, that is saying, oh, man, I just, you know, I think I have to have maybe, I don't know, 2 potatoes or a lot of potatoes and meat, or the ones that don't even care for vegetables. What advice would you give them?
Well, my trainer at Quinnipiac University really taught me the foundation for eating and working out. And what he preached to me was twofold. One thing he said was, you should only eat what you can hunt, catch, or grow.
I love it.
And what he also said was to eliminate all processed foods. And these two will help you become a greater person and athlete. And as you said, many athletes out there have misconceptions about diet and how to get into peak shape. And what I've learned over the course of the last few years, because I've tried many different types of food eating habits and tested a variety of different diets. And when I settled on paleo, what I really found was that I didn't really need to eat tons of carbs in order to get into the shape I wanted to be. The most important thing I've learned was that insulin is really the dictator of how to get into great shape. If you can control your insulin, you'll be set. So what I've done to control my insulin and to eliminate the excess fat on my body and just to gain more muscle was to eat, you know, low glycemic fruits, eliminate gluten because they may have some anti-nutrients that can bind to healthy nutrients and not allow me to grow in the way I wanted to grow, and eat healthy fats, as Kim said, and good quality meat and good quality carbs. All good quality food will help control your insulin levels and in turn help you develop the ideal body and performance that you're always looking for.
So true. Kim, wouldn't you agree? It is so, so true.
It's so true. And yeah, I think what Yuri also is thinking is like pasta and breads and things like that. A lot of people don't realize that they essentially turn to sugar in the body. And so these athletes, they feel a surge of energy right after having pasta or whatever they're going to have pre-game, but they wonder why mid-game they're kind of lagging and they're feeling a lull. And it's because it's kind of reacting the same way sugar does. It gives you a high and then it gives you a low. And that low, unfortunately, is what's hindering, I think, a lot of athletes' success. And if they kind of could train their body to adapt better, that they would see better results, kind of like what Yuri was alluding to.
So true. And there wouldn't be any need for all these steroids that
right.
end up getting people into trouble. It's just amazing. I'm looking for information on gluten. Gluten, again, I can't stress it enough. Gluten is also a precursor. I mean, for instance, you can actually develop type 2 diabetes through gluten.
Right.
You know, because it affects, just think about it. Gluten, the protein molecule in gluten is gliadin. And I call it, it's like a piranha. it eats up, you know, the piranha, you put any, it eats anything in its path. And what it's actually doing to our you know, digestive system, it's causing, it's signaling to the body that it's being invaded. And so,
mm-hmm.
Our body, our immune response is going to attack. And so it's going to pull in histamine, which is what, you know, the body uses to fight off being stung by a bee or, you know, other antibodies that are attacking the body that the body does not particularly like. And so it's very, very important. And I think if more people were tested for gluten, they would be surprised that it would help in eliminating or reducing things like type 2 diabetes, as well as, you know, other health-related problems. So it's very, very, very important to do that. I know there are people that says, well, there are people that actually tie whole wheat, okay, or whole foods
mm-hmm.
to wheat. Have you come across that at all?
You mean they tie as a health food? They tie whole wheat as
no,
health food?
No, if they hear that you should eat grain, they automatically assume that they should be eating wheat. Have you come across
oh,
that?
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. I think there's, and it's, you know why? It's because I think, you know, some of the administrations that are higher up in the nutritional field in America, they still are, are not understanding that gluten can be very damaging for many people, and they still kind of recommend, you know, 8 to 12 servings of grains, including whole grains like wheat and gluten-containing grains per day. So, you know, it's hard to find, I think, good information out there in terms of gluten's potential dangers. And also, you know, it kind of can seem a little crazy to some people because just wheat products are so ingrained in our society. I mean, when you think of breakfast, you think of breakfast cereals, and those almost always have wheat in them. It's just kind of a social thing that it's going to be a little harder to change, I think. It's going to take more time.
And a lot more education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to let people know. And another thing is that there are people that it's a part of their normal routine to have bread with every meal.
Right.
And the bread is usually, as you said, it consists of wheat. Or has, oatmeal, there's usually a derivative of wheat. Unless
right.
it says gluten-free, you're pretty
exactly.
you can pretty much guarantee.
Oh, it's in everything these days.
Yeah, it really is. And it's a little frustrating, too, when you're traveling and you're trying to find something, you know, healthy to eat. I want to ask Yuri this question. How do you, when you're traveling, because I know you travel a lot with, you know, what you do as an athlete, how do you keep healthy foods? What type of things do you carry with you? I know you have to, because I know that's one of the things
mm-hmm.
I have to do. So how do you, what type of snack foods do you keep with you, and how do you satisfy your need for food during your travels?
Well, it's definitely not easy traveling and finding healthy foods along the way. Only certain grocery stores will provide the adequate food that I need. So I definitely got to prepare before road trips. A set meal plan basically for the whole time I'm on the road. And the type of foods that I buy are actually all at Whole Foods. And what I carry along with me, first I'll go into the carbohydrates. What I usually carry are canned sweet potatoes and canned pumpkin. And in Whole Foods, you can buy these. They're called Farmer's Market makes it, and you can buy it in canned form. So that's just easy for me on the road. All I need to do is carry a can opener with me, and then I have a quick carb for full meal of carbs. In terms of healthy fats, I carry also a can of coconut oil with me, and I just always have a tablespoon or two with each meal I have. In terms of protein, it's a little more difficult, but also at Whole Foods, they sell pre-cooked rotisserie chickens, and I actually buy a few of these for every road trip, and one rotisserie chicken alone can serve me for three meals, so basically a whole day. And that's ideal for me because it's low cost, it's healthy, because it's served with, the chicken is raised with no antibiotics, it's organic, all natural, and it's easy to carry along and doesn't really go bad, even if you leave it outside of the refrigerator for a day or so. But I always, whenever I go to a hotel, I always put all my stuff in the fridge just to be safe. And finally, another protein that I usually bring with me are pre-cooked sausages, and those are also sold at Whole Foods. So altogether, on road trips, I have a number of cans of sweet potatoes with pumpkin. I carry coconut oil and some pre-cooked chicken and sausages. And you know what? That's what I eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But some people may say this is kind of repetitive and might not be ideal, but you know what? I see the benefits in the game when I can skate longer than most people out there. I am in full form and ready to go even at the end of the game while most people are getting exhausted. And when I recover, I recover twice as fast than anyone else on the team, and I feel great the next morning while everyone else is feeling tired and exhausted. It really helps me to give that extra edge on people, even when I'm on the road, when it's hard to find good food.
That sounds like a plan. That's awesome. It really is. And, you know, that's what it takes. I normally, the things that you mentioned are really great. Sometimes I will, like, maybe bake a sweet potato, and you're right, and I'll just, you know, wrap it, I don't like to use foil, because foil is, you know, that's not a good thing. So I'll just wrap it in, parchment, the healthy parchment paper, or they have the, not the foil, the wax paper, but the healthy, you know, healthy ones. And I will carry that along. I will also carry along almond butter. You know, they have the almond butter now in the little pouches that you can carry along. And I will carry that along, sometimes even rice cake. Things of this sort. There's so many different things it can do. And they also have really delicious and a large variety of snacks that are gluten-free that, you know, and healthy with no preservatives that you can actually, you know, pick up and carry along with you. So these are all things that I do as well as coconut water. Do you carry coconut water along? I know you mentioned the coconut oil, but what about the water, Yuri?
No, I do not carry any coconut water, but I do just drink regular water a lot. And I also try to stay away from drinking a lot of tap water. Because you never know in cities what kind of quality water they have. So I tend to just buy my own bottled water, and you can get that anywhere you go. So I think that's also a key ingredient as well in my lifestyle.
Yeah, that is great. But coconut water, don't know if you want to try it out, it has a lot of potassium because, you know, our bodies need about, I think it's 3,400 milligrams of potassium per day, and not many of us are getting it. That's, you know, as well as the body needs a lot of magnesium. But potassium has so many benefits. It helps with the blood pressure, heart muscles, so many different things. So potassium is really something that's shrinking in they call it the MAD diet, which is the modern American diet. And so potassium is really good. And Yuri's a great pick-me-upper as well. And they sell it. You can get it many different places, but I know you shop at Whole Foods, they also carry it. And because sometimes if you don't want to always drink, but it hydrates the body, and it also has a little magnesium, but it's very high. I think the minimum you will find, it's about maybe 650 milligrams of potassium.
Wow.
Which is
so it's a lot of electrolytes.
Yes, it does. And make sure, because there's some manufacturers that are adding sugar, make sure it says 100% natural coconut water. Sometimes they'll have the pulp. I don't care for the pulp. I usually just get the ones without the pulp. But it's very good. It's an acquired taste, but guess what? When you're on a healthy journey, you want to make sure that you're doing everything for the body. So that's just something that's also great to carry along. It's coconut water. Sweet potato also has a lot of potassium. So you're getting your potassium in that as well, Yuri.
Yes. What's funny about sweet potatoes is that a few players on my team and even my trainer have noticed that my skin has turned a little orangey/yellow because I've eaten so much sweet potatoes. So everyone on my team thinks I've gotten a natural tan or something. So that's another benefit, I guess, for having so many sweet potatoes. You get a nice tan on you.
Well, you're getting a lot of potassium because there is quite a bit of potassium in sweet potato. So that's really great. I love sweet potato.
Yes.
You know, so that's good. And just for those listening, not the ones loaded in syrup now.
Right. Yeah, I wanted to add the one Ziri gets, they're organic, and the only ingredient is organic sweet potato.
Great, because, you know, I don't want people going to the store and say, oh, sweet potato, and it's loaded, because you'll find them in the store.
Oh, yeah.
The processed ones, and, you know, they're loaded with sugar. And sweet potato already has...
it's already sweet.
Yeah, it's already sweet. So adding more sugar to me is amazing. Just like with coconut water, I've found where there's sugar, I'm like, why are people adding sugar? Why add sugar to something that's already sweet? So, yeah, that's really, 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 really important. I am just so excited to, you know, just to have you on the show, Yuri. That's really awesome. And you also are fluent in French.
Yes, I am. I'm from Montreal, Canada. So we were always brought up in a bilingual school, so we were forced to take French all my life. So
that's awesome.
It is awesome to have a second language in your back pocket.
Yes, it is. And to my French family members who are listening, Yuri, I'm going to ask it on the radio. If you can give me some pointers, because my family is actually originates from France, and that's something, you know, if you're not speaking it fluently, you know, it's very difficult. So what I need to brush up on my French, if you don't mind, I know who to call. That's awesome. So any big plans in terms of, I know you do a lot of volunteer work, and I know that you're really dedicated to playing sports, being an athlete, but I know you do some other things as well in terms of volunteer. Would you mind sharing some of the things that you're doing to really make a difference? Because I'm really impressed with that.
Sure. Periodically, I go to elementary schools and read to kindergartens and first to third grade students, and they love it. They love to see professional players come in and just be in their presence. And so I do that from time to time. Kim and I do, we go to food banks, and we love to serve food to the homeless. Furthermore, for instance, last year, I like to raise money for foundations. Last year, I raised nearly $4,000 for prostate cancer during the month of November. And whatever chance I get, I jump on volunteer opportunities to help the needy, and that's always how my family has been, and that's always how I've been, and I like to continue doing that throughout my whole existence.
That's awesome. That's so important, and such worthwhile causes too, especially prostate cancer. You know, my father, just a little over a year ago, he had many different illnesses, but that was, you know, the result of having the prostate cancer eventually took his life. So, and there is so much, and, you know, cancer, we don't have to have cancer. You know, lifestyle has so much to do with, you know, maintaining a healthy body. And so this show, and I'm so thankful, Kimberly, you know, and Yuri also seem to share the vision of really wanting to educate, because without knowledge, we perish. So it's very, very important that people, you know, understand what their options are. Teaching about the body, it is so, so key. And if we're able to get the message out and educate, then it's going to make a difference. I know it is, and I'm just very, very happy about that. Now, if there's anyone that would like to call in and just share a comment, you may dial in using the number 914-338-0741. That's 914-338-0741. Or we have a chat line opened up, so if you're logged into our website, you can actually chat with us, ask your question that way. We also now, we have launched HealthyExplosionShow.com's website, and there's a lot of great information there. For one, you can actually listen to the show directly from the website, because the Blog Talk player is located on the homepage as well as the archive pages, where you're able to listen to some of the previous shows, as well as you can take a look at the various guests that have been on the show. You can actually contact them there. And we also have a page that it's our marketplace page where, you know, some of our guests have actually advertise their products and services. And if you would like to advertise with us from the website, there is a link that will ask you whether or not you would like to advertise with us, and you could just click the link and send us an email, and we'll respond and get you set up. But we really have great things in store for this show. Kimberly, we are going to take the show on the road. So that's awesome. You know, we're going to be in different places. You know, that's the beauty of internet radio. You could be anywhere.
Right.
And actually tune in. So do stay tuned. There's going to be a lot of great topics coming up for shows that I know you're really going to enjoy. And again, we are the show that will give you information that is going to be very beneficial for living a healthier and productive lifestyle. And we cover topics in all different areas, anything that has to do with holistic health and wellness. Also, we do have a show on Tuesday. It's the first and third Tuesday of the month. And we just completed, I think it was, this past Tuesday on the 19th, we completed our segment on brain health, and we are scheduled for a show on March 5th. That's the next show, and that's Tuesday evenings from 8 o'clock to 9 p.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time. And so the next segment will be on March 5th. And that show, it's going to be a surprise. I love to do surprises, right, Kim? We'll do surprises. So it'll be a surprise show. And so do join us on March 5th. And also next Saturday, do join us as well. We'll be back at the same time. Yuri, it has been such a pleasure having you on the show. I commend you so much for everything that you've done in the area of health and wellness and just overall achievement in all areas of your life. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much for that, and I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me on the show, and anytime you guys want me back, I'm ready for it. So
awesome. You read my mind, because guess what? I was going to say, okay, we may have you on the show quite often.
That's
you know,
awesome.
You just set yourself up now. You may be saying, okay, well, okay, next time. But, yeah, that's great. That's great. That's awesome. We're all like-minded individuals. We are focused on health and really reaching out, and I enjoy that. I really do. And if anyone in the audience, if you would like to be a guest on the show, just email radio at healthyexplosion.com. And Kimberly or myself will get back to you and, you know, schedule you for an upcoming visit on the show. Let's just talk a little bit more about gluten. We've covered, I think, the basics, but for those who are still concerned about, well, how do I know if I have gluten sensitivity? If you're experiencing, you know, cramping after meals, even if you're diabetic, you have type 2 diabetes, and this is something that, of course, type 2 is usually triggered. It's not type 1, so usually it's lifestyle, but you're not really sure. You may even be on your medication or really trying to eat right, and your sugar is still having problem balancing your insulin, then definitely please have the test done. And it's best to know for sure, and this way you can make the adjustments to your overall eating lifestyle. I won't say diet, because diet, I don't know, it does something to the mind. It's usually very, I guess it triggers a response in the mind that is something that you're not going to like. Would you agree, Kimberly?
I would.
You know, because I've been on diets in the past, and, you know, you go on a diet, and there are so many of them. The worst was the cabbage soup diet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the worst was the cabbage soup diet. You know, I was growing up, I was very, you know, a very small person. But, you know, lifestyle, you know, and eating the wrong things, eating on the go, it tended to, you know, put weight on you. And so I became very obese with all different types of problems. And as a result of that, you know, I just created a host of problems on myself. But thank God I was able to, you know, eliminate the weight, the excess weight, as well as, you know, the problems associated with gluten and everything else that was going on. So I'm very thankful for that. So no matter what your state of being is at this particular time, you can always make changes. Anything you would like to add to that, Kimberly? What would you share about gluten, or just something that the audience might find beneficial?
I think the undertone maybe you could take away from today's show is listening to your body and how it's reacting to various foods you're eating is just so important. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that are not sensitive to gluten and they can handle certain things that maybe I or Yuri or Martina could not. So everybody's different. And Martina emphasized getting tested. That's huge. But also just if you're not feeling like something is affecting you in the best way, mentally or physically, then try cutting it out and see how you do. You know, it's your diet and you're in control of what you put in your body. And I think that's the most important thing, is just treating yourself right and listening to kind of what your body is telling you.
So true. Yuri, any last just advice for the audience?
Last advice. I think the number one thing I would tell athletes would be just to really find what works best for yourself, which foods help make you the best, give you the best performance. Really make a log and see what works for you, because once you find the type of lifestyle that helps you and benefits you the most, it'll give you just such an edge on your competition and just help you become a better athlete in the end. And I just hope everyone can really do their homework on nutrition, and hopefully they'll find what works best for themselves.
Well, thank you very much, Yuri. It was awesome having you on the show, and I expect to have you back. Kimberly, thank you very much for being my co-host, and you have been listening to the Healthy Explosion Show with Martina, Kimberly, and Yuri. Until next time, have a wonderful, wonderful day.